You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Earlier this week, the Supreme Court announced it was putting off hearing a pair of highly anticipated cases that could fundamentally change social media as we know it. The cases concern laws in Florida and Texas, pushed by conservatives in those states, which basically make it illegal for social media platforms to block or hide content, like, say, from a former president, even if the post violates the company's terms of service. Both laws have been blocked from taking effect while we wait for the High Court to weigh in. Daphne Keller is director of the Program on Platform Regulation at Stanford Cyber Policy Center. She explained why these cases could be so consequential.
The Texas and Florida laws both have what are known as must-carry provisions. They both have an idea that there are certain kinds of content that platforms may not take down, even if their terms of service prohibit it, or even if it is, say, you know, hate speech or horrible things that are legal, but nobody wants to see online. But they also, both of the laws have transparency mandates to publish information about what their speech rules are in more detail and what decisions they've made moderating content and how much content has been taken down. And so there's this interesting secondary issue about when the government can compel platforms to disclose that really interesting and important information.
So what could change if SCOTUS does consider and rule on these cases?
Well, anything could happen. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that we have not had cases on these questions in the 25 or so years since the, you know, big laws governing internet platforms were enacted in the 1990s. In the U.S., we have a Supreme Court, most of whose members have never encountered any version of these questions, with a few exceptions, and who don't have much background about what the issues are, what models have been tried before, and whether and why they've failed. And that, I think, you know, sets us up for extremely unpredictable outcomes.
What's the likelihood that they will hear these cases maybe next year during the middle of an election?
I think it is very high likelihood that they will hear these cases next year. It was already high because of the importance of the issues and the fact that two federal circuit courts disagreed profoundly on questions about whether states could compel platforms to carry content. It seems like the most likely timeline for that would give us a ruling from the Supreme Court in 2024, sometime in the January to June timeline, right at the beginning of an election year. And the later they issue the opinion, the farther into that election year we will be. It's hard to predict what that means, in part because it's hard to predict what they're going to say.
Daphne Keller at Stanford Cyber Policy Center. Jesus Alvarado, Rosie Hughes, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Lydia Morrell is our intern. Brian Allison, Gary O'Keefe, and Becca Weinman are our engineers. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.